Our scripture comes from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 2, verses 39 through 52. Hear the word of God. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child, Jesus, grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Now every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But his parents did not know it. Assuming he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. This is the word of the Lord. Boy, summer has flown by. It seems like just yesterday that we were celebrating our graduates. I was preparing for baccalaureate. We were talking about summer vacations and summer harvests and summer plans. It was just starting to get hot. Pools were opening. Tents were being pitched. I love the summer. But summer is rapidly coming to an end. Tomorrow begins a new school year for many of you. A new adventure. A new time of learning and growth. Tomorrow, many of you will be getting up early and heading for the bus stop or driving in to school, ready to meet new teachers and classmates, ready to start new subjects, trying to remember last year's lessons. There will be new math concepts. I saw that shudder. There will be new math concepts. There will be new books to read. There will be, my favorite, new historical facts to learn. There may even be a dissection or two, which is pretty awesome. But despite all of that fun that is in store for you all, I know that some of you probably wish that the summer could last just a little longer, that we could have one more vacation or a few more weeks to lounge around, more trips to the pool or to the beach. But I hope that you are excited to return to school as well. The Bible tells us that learning is an important part of growing up. In fact, learning, it says, is even important for adults. Wisdom and knowledge are important in our Christian faith. In fact, several of the books of the Bible are devoted entirely to the idea of wisdom. The virtues of knowledge and how to get it. What we can do to learn. It is important for us to learn, and it is important for us to exercise our minds. Growing in wisdom allows us to learn more about the world and more about God. The book of Proverbs talks about wisdom being created even before the earth was. Wisdom was there, it says, when God laid the foundations of all creation. Our Bible lesson from Luke today even told us that learning was an important part of Jesus' life. Even though he was God, he is a human being as well. And that means that when he was on earth, he had to learn just like you and I do. Jesus studied and learned from his elders and teachers. He learned about the world around him, and he learned about religion. And our Bible lesson tells us that Jesus spent a lot of time in the temple, which is where people worshiped God, but it is also where people went to learn. In many ways, it was kind of like a school. And Jesus liked learning so much that he actually stayed in the temple longer than he was supposed to. His family had already left town, but Jesus wanted to learn more about his faith. So he stayed behind. While his parents headed back to Nazareth, Jesus was in the temple just so that he could learn more by listening to his teachers and asking them questions and being quizzed by them. Now, on the one hand, you should not worry your parents like that. If they are heading home, you should as well. But on the other hand, what a good reason to get lost. They couldn't find Jesus because he had stayed behind in the temple so that he could learn more. That's actually a pretty good excuse, right, parents? In fact, later when he became an adult, he would often return to the temple, now as a rabbi, a teacher himself, and he would teach others around him, returning the favor of the rabbis from his childhood. Earlier today, I preached about how Jesus' whole life was an adventure in learning. Whether it was sitting with his teachers in the temple as a child, learning from their wisdom, or it was years later, learning about the lives of the people that he met in the towns and villages that he visited, or it was him sitting in a boat, preaching and teaching to the people on the shore, Jesus loved learning. And Luke makes it clear that he grew in wisdom and knowledge, and that was always comforting to me. Jesus had to learn about the world around him, and he even had to learn about God. There's a Christmas carol that I like quite a bit. It's called Once in Royal David City. And the third verse goes like this. Jesus is our childhood's pattern. Day by day, like us, he grew. And what that means is that Jesus went through the same type of childhood that we go through. When Jesus was a baby, he learned to walk and talk, like my daughter Miriam, walking and talking right now, actually. Then he learned to run and jump and to count and read and do math. And just like us, he had to learn those things step by step. And I always thought that that was pretty cool. Jesus Christ himself had to learn just like we do. And so tomorrow, when you go to school, if you are going to school, and I know you will be busy there, but try to remember sometime during the day to think about the fact that Jesus had a very similar experience. Jesus learned just like you are learning now. In fact, actually, even those of us that aren't heading off to school tomorrow, we should all stop and take a minute to think about the fact that Jesus grew just like we have. All of us can benefit from the knowledge that Jesus Christ shared in our humanity. Whenever we learn anything new, each one of us is following in his footsteps. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.